Just so you're aware, well, I'm going to go ahead and predict that 75% of the people listening to this will not enjoy it. If you rushed to the blog to listen to the in the stands, this won't be the typical one, and you know what? Just get to it, Robert. You know what I'm most disappointed in this game? Is the crowd? Okay, here's that cheer you hear is Ohio State's players running over. And it doesn't upset me today. You know, all the stuff I wrote in 11 Warriors, I gotta stop writing this stuff. I feel like, you know, I don't know. Everything I wrote over for that Ohio State, you know, we did play our first defense and we didn't know what we were doing and we can't stop the run and they passed once and beat us and, you know, and there's a lot to talk about the game, but I guess all I can really do is talk about the crowd. This, it's going to hurt, okay? This crowd is as expert and arrogant as any Illinois crowd I've ever seen. I legitimately believe some people come to games to get mad at coaches and they'd rather boo than cheer. I told you you wouldn't like this. I'm sure message boards are lit up with Zook hate right now and you should have kicked the field goal there. And, you know, quite honestly, look, we weren't going to win that game. You know, we threw the picks. We fumbled the ball. We gave them 14 points. We weren't going to win that game. I don't see it. But it's really, really hard to deal with the fact that I'm going to say, and maybe it's just around me, but I'm going to say 70% of the crowd around me would just rather get mad than cheer or get loud on a fourth down. You know, it's just so hard for me to deal with as an Illinois fan. I mean, you have to understand, you know, if you've read my blog and if you've listened to these podcasts, you know I care about Illinois football. You know, it's kind of third to my wife and kids. And I'm sitting here with my wife and kids, and the crowd, for the most part, just wants to get angry. It's just, that's the only way I can say it. You know, it's so hard to sit there and pull for a team, and my heart's breaking as we're losing, and to have everyone around you just, you know, to have everyone around you, all they care about is being the expert and dogging the team, and oh, Zook, you know, I'm not kidding. In that last drive, there were 19, or in the last three drives, 19 call a timeout Zooks. If he would have called a timeout every time the crowd wanted it, and I'm talking from like 7 minutes down, that's all people wanted to do was, oh my gosh, call timeout. What are you doing, Zook? What are you doing? And our, you know, it's just so crazy to me that I'm pulling like crazy. Again, if you've listened to these things, you know that I'm a little, I don't know, creepy when it comes to Illini football. I go to camp. I get up at 3 in the morning to go to practice. I watch these guys getting up at 6 a.m. for practice and working hard just for a free education. And I feel for them. They are trying their hearts out. So to have a crowd that simply wants, can't wait to boo, can't wait to show their expertise on timeouts, you know, I've been to games at Wisconsin. I've been to games at Ohio State. I've been to games at Indiana. I've been to games at Northwestern. I've been to game at Michigan State. I've never had a crowd sit around me and do that. And, you know, I get it, but my heart is broken. These guys tried hard. They ran into a better team. It's time to reevaluate. We're not as good as we thought we were. We can't handle a rushing offense. And our offense has serious issues against an athletic secondary with a tough defensive line. That's my takeaway. But I'm left sitting here just disappointed. I want people who love this team like I do, and at least the people sitting around me just want to hate it. And that breaks my heart. Go Illini.